It's the wrong tax at the wrong time. That's what King County Council Budget Chair Dave Upthegrove said about a proposed sales tax to fund the arts in King County. The proposal was called Access for All, and it would have funded big arts organizations and even Woodland Park Zoo. Councilmember Upthegrove pulled the proposal the day before his committee was set to consider it. But Access for All isn't dead yet. KUOW's arts correspondent Marcy Silman, why did Councilmember Upthegrove decide to pull this proposal from consideration in the first place?
Well, Jeannie, Dave Upthegrove represents the Kent Valley area, which is home to many low-income residents in King County, and he feels like a sales tax is a regressive tax, which would disproportionately affect his constituency. That said, he is not really totally opposed to a tax for arts and culture. I think he wants the revenue to go fairly to more organizations and more community-based organizations in South King County, specifically organizations that are outside the big population centers of Bellevue and Seattle.
So Upthegrove pulled the bill from his committee's consideration, but then what happened?
Well, it was amazing. Arts and culture advocates organized via social media. What else? More than 100 supporters showed up yesterday morning at the budget committee, even though the measure wasn't supposed to be on the agenda. They demanded that they get a chance to voice their support for the culture tax, and Upthegrove let them speak. That said, the committee still didn't take any action.
Okay, so then if the committee didn't take any action, why is this bill still alive?
Aha. Late yesterday, three council members who do strongly support an arts and culture tax said that they were going to pull that bill themselves out of the budget committee and bring it to the full council for consideration. And according to some kind of technical rule, they do have the right to do this. Apparently, they only need a simple majority of the county council to agree to do that. If they do get that majority, and that is a big if, they still need to act by, I believe, Monday, April the 17th, to get the measure onto the August ballot. And even if it gets to the August ballot, of course, Jeannie, the voters have to approve taxes in a time where it seems like we're asked to tax ourselves for everything that exists.
Right. As you pointed out earlier, Marcy, Access for All is a sales tax. It would have been an extra penny for every $10 purchase. And we vote down taxes, not all the time, but often latte tax, other sales tax. So why didn't Upthegrove just let it go through, trusting that we wouldn't vote to tax ourselves again?
Such an interesting question. And you are not the first person to ask me that. In my conversation with Upthegrove late Tuesday, I got the sense that he truly feels like this proposal was just the wrong measure to put before voters when there are so many other competing needs in the county.
I was under the impression, Marcy, that the arts were pretty well funded here because we have philanthropists who are willing to give money to the arts. Why is this tax even necessary?
I'm sure they're all laughing right now as they listen. Many of the most generous arts patrons are older, and big arts groups have been figuring out, or trying to figure out for years, what is the best way that they can entice younger people with means, specifically some of the tech money, to become arts patrons. It's a really complicated task. I had a conversation with the Seattle Foundation this week, and according to them, many of those potential donors are much more interested in giving to causes that have quantifiable outcomes. So buying 50 lunches for kids in need or building a sanitary center, you can count what happens. It's not necessarily the same thing as providing 30 kids in a low-income school with tickets to a theater production or a concert. That might have some kind of impact, but it's not as easy to measure.
Well, you had a conversation with the campaign manager for this tax proposal, Access for All. What did he tell you about the future of this proposal?
You can imagine, if you run campaigns like this, you have to put the best face on anything. I think you have to kind of be a Pollyanna. Jack Sorensen, the manager, says the measure is not dead yet. I think that he and his supporters are in the process of rallying county council members to their cause to just get them to put it to a vote. As of last night, Jack Sorensen was confident still that this measure was going to be on the August ballot.
Well, as this proposal maybe possibly moves forward in the King County Council, what are you going to be watching?
Well, I'm really most curious to see how a sales tax will fare with voters. I haven't done a deep dive recently into this proposal. This has been in the works, actually, for several years. It was initially going to be a tri-county measure. Now it's a King County measure. It's a tough sell in a climate where social service spending is being slashed at the federal level. King County and Seattle have to pick up expenses they never planned on paying for. So, but if the voters want it, well, let's see.
Marcy Silman, KUOW's arts correspondent, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.